Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, partially back, right? I'm pretty sure the YouTube community is a little taken back. We've been off for some couple of days here now with the announcement. I don't know if you guys have been following us on Patreon at patreon.com/theboxingvoice, where we let you know just exactly what was going on and where we stand with this copyright infringement takedown by ABNS, CBN, something like that, some Filipino news company. Long story short, with all the extensive Manny Pacquiao coverage that we did over the weekend, Philippine company decided that the things that we were doing belong to them. So before I go back and forth and chop it up, because obviously we're here to finish discussing Manny Pacquiao and just the fact that he feels he was set up. I feel like that's an interesting little quote, and I'd like to chop that one around for a couple of minutes before we get into our new Border War show at 7 o'clock. But before I move forward, let me get on out to my co-host, who's actually here on the East Coast. No more Golden State Boy, more like the Garden State Boy, the Hipster Hunter.
Solid Vianci Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, in that knock, out now. The main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipster's here. Haters beware. And good to sort of be back, you know, live with everyone, even though it's not the YouTube community. I hope everyone in the Blog Talk community is happy we're doing this show. So glad to be back. Obviously, the title of the show is Manny Pacquiao feels he was set up in the Jeff Horn fight. Very interesting. Manny Pacquiao sort of has a history of saying weird things in the media, I feel like, and this is one of those that will go down in it. Who does he feel like he was set up? Was it the Australian Commission? Was it his promoter? What is it? You know, there, I have a lot of questions about this quote from him. And he said specifically, we led by 4 or 5 points over we led by 4 or 5 rounds over him. That's why I felt I was set up. I don't know how he thought he was up by 5 points, but he did. So there's a lot of questions about this quote in particular. So can't wait to be back and chop it up.
So, Matt, the company actually is ABS-CBN, and they're the ones that actually have the quote that says, you know, where Manny says he feels he was set up, which happens to double as the, I guess, publication that flagged us on YouTube. But, yeah, like you said he felt he was up like 5 rounds. It's funny because now in the aftermath, you're getting more and more people that are appreciating what Jeff Horn was able to do during that fight night. Like, the opinions are starting to change. I mean, there's so many quotes from Bob Arum as well, basically putting the blame on the corner, putting the blame on Pacquiao, saying that they said a lot of things before the fight that they shouldn't have said. I don't know. Seems like, I mean, I've even seen a quote where it was like Manny Pacquiao retirement or rematch with Jeff Horn is what Freddie Roach is saying. Like, he's got to either rematch or retire.
I mean, did he not look faded? See, I think there's a section of the boxing community, I don't know how big it is, that believes he was faded in that fight. I mean, obviously, we're in a camp right now, Jersey Boy Boxing, and the coach there even thought that Manny Pacquiao looked faded in this fight. So people are noticing that he does look different. This isn't a prime Pacquiao. We have to understand that here. And we had a young guy, relatively in his prime or close to it, that just gave Pacquiao no respect. That's what led Jeff Horn to this victory, is that he gave Pacquiao no respect and rushed him for 12 rounds over and over again. And no one has made Pacquiao be on the back foot like that for 12 rounds straight. No one has. Miguel Cotto couldn't do that. Ricky Hatton couldn't do that. There's a long list of great boxers that were not able to make Pacquiao be on the back foot for the majority of the fight. Jeff Horn did it. That's insane. You know, like, I have to give my props to Jeff Horn.
Well, Pacquiao feels that he won the fight, and he says it's clear. It's even if you review the fight, he says, just go back and watch it, basically, is what he's saying. Pacquiao's promoter, Bob Arum, I don't know. Is this secretly what Bob Arum wanted? I mean, I know you've seen quotes or Twitter messages of people saying that this is, you know, the new white hope, right? He beat Pacquiao. They can, even if Jeff Horn doesn't produce a couple of defenses, mm-hmm. I mean, there's at least that one next big fight out there for him, right?
Oh, is easily. I think there is definitely a big fight out there. I know the rematch seems likely. I know there's a rematch clause. Those would play factors into who Jeff Horn fights next, obviously. But I think this is Bob Arum didn't want this. He wanted Crawford against Pacquiao. That was the cash out fight for Pacquiao. That's what Bob Arum wanted to do throughout all of the past 2 years, was move Pacquiao and Terrence Crawford into positions where they fight each other. And that is less likely to happen now because of this loss. I mean, come on. Terrence Crawford called out Manny Pacquiao in his last fight. Now he's fighting Julius Ndongo. It makes sense that once you unify the division completely, what left do you have to do? To move up, fight a welterweight, establish an even greater legacy. That's what Terrence Crawford was about to do, was after this Ndongo fight, fight Pacquiao, after Pacquiao beats Jeff Horn. And now that's not happening.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But now you got this guy, Jeff Horn, to just beat Manny Pacquiao in front of 50,000 people. I mean, it has to be some sort of marketing, not tool, but marketing positive out of there.
Oh, of course. Jeff Horn is not a complete losing situation for a guy like Bob Arum. There are some qualities about Jeff Horn that you can definitely push in terms of like a PR move or a promoter's move. But Crawford Pacquiao was the fight that Bob Arum and Todd LaBeouf and all those guys were planning on having next year. And now that's not going to happen. I doubt we ever get Pacquiao versus Crawford now. I doubt it.
But again, why can't you sell Horn now as the A-side white guy, like versus the same fighters, now, versus the Bradleys
and the
Vargases?
Answer me this. Those 55,000 people that came out for the Pacquiao-Horn fight, did they come out for Horn or Pacquiao?
I'm sure they came out for Pacquiao, but Horn's performance
endeared him to that crowd, no doubt about
it. They didn't boo him, even with that decision.
He became a fan favorite to all those people in that, absolutely. But again, this was a fight that was only viewed by a 3.1 million combined metric, including streaming and ESPN and ESPN Deportes. It got a 3.1 million average on all three metrics combined. So this fight, I don't think, was as big as some people thought. Yes, it was a stadium fight. Does that elevate it in some way? Was this trending on all social media platforms? Absolutely. So it's hard to tell how big this is, how big of a win this is, or how big of a fight this was. It's very hard to tell. If these numbers were 5, 6, 7 million averaging, or at least maybe a peak of those, I would think differently. But we didn't get those numbers. We didn't. So I don't know if there's a market out there from the viewership, from the American viewers, that is going to care about Jeff Horn going forward. We care about Pacquiao. That's why that 3.1 million views came was to see Pacquiao fight on ESPN. Are all those people now fans of Jeff Horn? I'm going to say no. I don't know. I doubt it, to be honest.
Well, Pacquiao goes on to say, and I quote, I don't want the referee to favor me. I want the treatment for me and Horn to be the same. If I lost, I lost. If I won, I won. But Pacquiao was also quoted in the Manila Bulletin, because this last quote came from the Manila Bulletin, where he says that the referee wasn't competent and described the judging as horrible. So he really, really feels he was set up, robbed, and all the above, which is sad. I mean, Pacquiao has had multiple rematches, trilogies. I mean, he had a five-peat, right? And now another one with Horn here. You know, he's 38 years old now, man. It's like 22 years in the ring, I believe. It's definitely a veteran. But I don't want to believe that he performed like one. I know everyone is like, that's the easy thing to say, but I think that Horn was just a difficult style. I think Horn, it was herky jerky. It was he was always on the move. He was always not hopping, but you know, kind of on his toes. You know, kind of on his toes, in and out with Pacquiao too. Sometimes he would hook him. I mean, yo, I really want to see what Horn's gonna do moving forward. After, you know, it's kind of like a Klitschko Anthony Joshua situation right now, where we gotta wait to find out what the former champ is gonna do with his rematch clause. But you know, maybe Bob is best served giving each guy an interim fight to kind of make the rematch bigger.
Maybe, but very quickly, you mentioned Joshua Klitschko as a comparison. I think that's one of the best comparisons you can have, because I think both cases are where the legend, so to speak, is obviously not the prime version. He's obviously a faded version, but the new up-and-comer impresses in so many ways that I think it can be both. It's not mutually exclusive. We have a case where the new guy on the block, Jeff Horn, Anthony Joshua, so to speak, those two guys were impressive, but we also had cases of those guys facing legends who were faded. It's just a reality, and I don't think it's a bad thing to say, because again, both guys impressed.
I agree. I mean, you know, I guess it could be argued how much Jeff Horn impress people. Obviously, the majority feels that you know, he robbed Pacquiao or whatever, or this was robbery, whatever you want to call it. But I definitely was impressed. I expected a slaughter, a massacre.
We all did. Most
demolition.
Most of us.
And when I didn't get that, I was kind of like a dog with my ears up, and I'm interested. I'm like, oh, okay. So he's not sacrificial lamb. And it's funny, because his trainer said this all along. He said that we would all be shocked, but I don't think he necessarily gave us the shock we were looking for. But again, I guess it still did enough that,
I mean,
I am at least interested in seeing him again.
I mean, look at all of our faces in the live Wi-Fi chat. I mean, all of us were shocked. I mean, I know there's a screenshot of it that Rob from the UK has put out on Twitter, I believe. That is perfect. That is amazing. And that we were all shocked. You know, we all, even when the decision was being read, I think most of us thought, because it was such a close, even fight, that it was still going to go Pacquiao's way. He's the A side. It usually becomes something like that. And when it didn't, it's shocking. When you get that sort of upset where it's a close, contentious fight and the challenger, the new guy, the non-star, the non-superstar gets the close decision, I think it's still shocking. That doesn't take away from, I think, those who think Jeff Horn won. Because I'm still in that camp where I thought Jeff Horn won the fight, but I was still shocked he got the decision.
Oh, you thought he won the fight?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I don't know if I remember you saying that. Like, on a live show, like, and the immediate reaction show.
I definitely said on the immediate reaction show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's, wow.
Yeah.
You thought Horny Boy won.
But again, I thought it was super close. It's an Andre Ward Kovalev thing where you can go back and forth.
No, totally, totally. I get you. I get you. My boy Horny. Jeff Horny. Ah, man. So,
But very quickly, the quote of Pacquiao saying he was set up? Is it just Pacquiao saying crazy shit? I mean, is there anything to it? I mean, you're the conspiracy person in the group.
I mean, look, it would be good to get a interview,
mm-hmm.
video, maybe audio where we could actually listen to Pacquiao, maybe see what he has to say instead of getting it bits and pieces of quotes this way.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Just because, like, it's something serious, right? Where we've never heard. Usually he's the guy like, oh, you know, I do what the judges say. The judges seen it that way, whatever. And he's okay with the decision. Mm-hmm. So this is new. And I wouldn't be mad if he is feeling this way simply because, you know, he's had these close decisions before where, you know, the majority of the public thought he won and, you know, he didn't get the win. And, you know, it's not cool. It's not cool at all for him, I guess.
I mean, if you're the guy that's losing a very close, contentious, controversial decision, I think naturally you're going to feel ripped off in some way. Just like the guy that won probably felt like he earned it in some way. I mean, that's just the natural feeling you're going to have. So I don't fault Pacquiao for being upset and saying some wild, stupid shit in interviews as a result because he lost. And I think everyone was stunned by the fight Jeff Horn gave, by the way Pacquiao looked. You know, Pacquiao only sparred 50 rounds. 50 rounds. And to put that in comparison.
And you know, our trainer said that was bad. But put it in comparison with Andre Ward, who sparred 137 for Kovalev.
Let's put it in comparison. You, Ness, have sparred almost 50 rounds for TBV Border Wars. Which, by the way, we're going to get a TBV Border Wars show coming up at 7 Eastern time. So cannot wait to get to that. Uh-oh. Come on, Ness. You gotta turn that off.
What? My mic is not even on.
But yeah, I can definitely hear it through mine.
Because you are talking into my phone.
I'm talking into your phone? No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
That's what he's doing.
No.
Call him Jeff Horn. They called him. We'll save that for Border Wars. Listen, let's get out to some callers before we go because we got to wrap this one up. We got another show starting at 7 o'clock Eastern time where we're going to be talking a little Border Wars. For the time being, it's going to be Blog Talk only, so make sure you subscribe on iTunes so that you get your notification. If you can't catch the live show, make sure you subscribe here on Blog Talk as well so you know when we're going live. But first, let me get a word from our sponsors.
Fight fans, don't leave the decision in the hands of the judges. Download the Throwdown scoring app and receive live scoring, CompuBox stats, boxing predictions from other users around the world. Head over to your iPhone App Store or your Google Play Store and download it absolutely free.
Going out to everybody's favorite historian.
Respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga.
Yo, Fight Doctor in the house on Rick James status as always. What's going on, gentlemen?
Fight Doc, what up?
Listen, I want to keep this one real quick. This was the last fight, if I'm not mistaken. If I am, please correct me, but I believe this was the last fight on Pacquiao's contract with Top Rank. And isn't it kind of crazy how Pacquiao loses the last fight on his contract with old Uncle Bob in controversial fashion? I mean, isn't that something? Wow. Had Pacquiao won this fight, he could have possibly got the Mayweather rematch without Uncle Bob. He could have fought, who knows, without Uncle Bob and made a ton of money without Uncle Bob. But now that he's taken this loss, this controversial loss, that, I don't know, Uncle Bob seems to have been so giddy about having him fight in Australia with, who were the judges? Who were these judges? Okay, how is it that you're fighting in Australia with three Australian judges. And somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but they were all three Australian judges, right? There was no neutral judges, really. Yeah, this has Uncle Bob's handiwork written all over it.
Matt, is that true? No American judges, all Australian judges?
I don't remember, to be honest. I need to go look at that again. Bye, doctor. I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, but I'm not 100% on that, but I want to say all three of the judges were Australian. Okay, so I mean, how does this happen? You know, I mean, how does this happen? It's a Pacquiao fight, and you know, the judges are, and now I don't want to take anything away from Jeff Horn. He fought a hell of a fight, and the simple fact of the matter is Pacquiao looked like shit. Okay, there's no getting around that.
Very quickly, you do realize that logic is the same logic Kovalev and his fans and his team use as to why they lost the first decision against Andre Ward, that you had three American judges.
Well, I understand that, but that fight and this fight are night and day because, well, for one, Andre Ward didn't look like shit. Well, Andre Ward didn't look like shit. Andre Ward looked like he won the fight, okay?
Jeff Horn won the fight. So
look at
Andre
Jeff
Ward.
Horn. Wait. Look at Jeff Horn post after the fight and look at Andre Ward after the fight. And you tell me you think one respect the fight, okay?
Is that a scoring criteria for rounds?
No, it is not.
Okay, so why are you doing that fight based off of a post-fight picture? I thought you were the boxing historian.
I am, okay? Don't get it twisted. Let's just stick to the facts, okay? And here are the facts. Jeff Horn got the decision, okay? Now, was the decision controversial? Yes.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
And does that have something in common with the first Ward Kovalev fight? Yes. Am I calling it a robbery? No. I didn't call it a robbery. Did you hear me use that word? Just like
I did not think
Kovalev won was a robbery. Controversial, yes. Could have gone either way, yes. Same with this fight. I'm just talking about the politics behind what has happened here, okay? So you're
saying the decision was rigged. Is that what you're saying? Or are you just saying that the Australians are biased towards their Australian? Like, which one are you getting to?
I did not say any of that, sir. I'm pointing out the facts here, okay?
No, but I understand you're pointing out the facts, but what's your point based off of those facts?
My point is, it looks suspicious. It looks like Uncle Bob's handiwork, okay?
So you're saying Uncle Bob paid off the judges. That's what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Then what are you saying?
What I'm saying is it looks suspicious, sir.
What does that mean, Uncle Bob's handiwork?
All right. I will leave that up to the listener to make
why don't
up their
you
own
educate
mind
us?
What that means.
Why don't you educate us?
Okay.
You're the boxing historian. Educate us. Educate us.
Well, that's what I'm doing, sir. But listen, I can't tell you how to wipe your own ass, okay? At some point, you have to figure it out.
That isn't what we're talking about. That's called a false equivalency.
No, that
anyways
is what we're talking about.
We're not talking about wiping my own ass. Hold on, Fight Doctor. We're talking about you saying that Bob Arum did some suspicious shit with the judges.
Bob Arum did some suspicious shit. What I said was No, I did not. I said it looks like Uncle Bob's handiwork. I didn't say he did anything. I said this is what it looks like.
Do you think he did anything? Don't say that it looks like it. Do you think?
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly. I do. Okay.
Now, that's my own opinion. That's my opinion.
Do you believe the earth is flat?
I like to stick to the facts. No, I do not believe the earth is flat. Not at all, sir. Okay? No, I do not. No. And I also believe that you have the wherewithal to wipe your own ass. But whether you do it or not, that's a separate issue. Okay? And I would hope that you do wipe your own ass and don't spend a lot of time sitting in your own shit. Okay? So, like I was saying,
I don't know what that's to do with anything we're talking about, but okay.
It looks suspicious. Okay? It looks suspicious. Last fight on his contract with Top Rank, and he loses in controversial fashion in Australia with rookies for judges. It's like amateur night at the Apollo where the judge is concerned. Okay, it just looks suspicious. Okay, it smells funny. Now, it could be completely legit. Okay, it could be all completely legit, and I could be chasing wild geese. Okay, I could be. That's certainly a possibility. All right. However, I'm just telling you. But see, here's the deal. We're talking about Bob Arum. Mr. I was lying yesterday, but today I'm telling the truth. Okay? That's who we're dealing with here. So, I can only show you the door. And with that, gentlemen, I'm out.
Peace. Good call, Fight Doctor. Love that.
Good call, as always. 714, if you want to be part of the show, you need to press 1.
And do it fast.
And do it fast, because we got 5 minutes to go before we go live with our Border Wars show. Border Wars, where 6 Canadians are taking on 6 American podcast hosts.
USA.
Team USA. And you just heard from one of the... Where's your weight at right now? Where are we fighting now? Are you a cruiser or are you light heavy? What is this guy, Matt?
I have no idea.
He has no idea. I have no idea. So what are you doing, Doomsday?
I don't know, man. You're in between 190 and 200. I just fluctuating one between those.
But those numbers, all right. Well, we're going to go out to the 804 to wrap this one up. This was a quick little 30-minute boxing show. We're back with Border Wars in 3 minutes. Tell a friend to tell a friend. TBV is back on Blog Talk Radio. 804, you're live on TBV. Who's this?
What's going on, fellas? It's Fight Fan Franco, man.
Fight Fan Franco, what's going on, Patreon family?
Chilling, man, chilling. I just got the notification, man. How come it came on so late? Was it like an email that went out?
Well, truth is, I just posted it in Patreon because I just always figured everyone that follows us on Patreon is kind of everywhere, so they would have gotten that Blog Talk. But since I felt like, all right, maybe they didn't let me post it on Blog Talk anyway. I mean, on Patreon anyway, so that they can get the heads up. Probably what you should be doing right now, man.
Yeah. Nah, that's cool, man. I got the Blog Talk emails too, but it comes to that email that I don't really check that much. But the reason I wanted to call in, man, because I've been waiting for y'all to have a show, especially about the Pacquiao joint, man. I was deeply saddened by my man Stephen A. and Teddy Atlas, how they carried on, man. That was crazy.
Agreed. Agreed.
It was crazy. Like, I just feel like, I mean, I had it 114, 113 for Pacquiao, but like, it was a close fucking fight, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you score round by round. And there was a lot of swing rounds. And you got to think, from a judge standpoint, like, it could really be drastic in either way. You can't call it a robbery. You can't do it. Like, you could say it's unfavorable and that Pacquiao probably should have got it. But to call it a robbery, it wasn't that type of fight. There's two type of close fights. There's close fights where a fighter can win 6 rounds convincingly and the other dude does the same, or 7-5. And it's a close fight. Or there's a close fight where it's like freaking 10 rounds where you don't know who the hell won. But the scorecards could look crazy because judges may give mad rounds an edge a fighter in a lot of different rounds because of how they see it. It's that subjective. And like, for them to be on a
Fight Fan Franco, gotta hit you with the cut it, baby, because we gotta divide this time between a few callers equally, because we're going hot at 7 o'clock with the Border Wars. We're going out to the Skype Magic Machine with Robert, the legend. Talk to us.
Awesome. I can't wait to go live into the Patreon thing. Just got mine started on Monday, and I'm loving it, man. Great way to connect to the fans. But I very much back what the last caller said as far as, you can have wide scorecards, but it'd still be a close fight. Very much a proponent of that thought process. I completely, totally agree, except that I can't see that you could give Jeff Horn more than 6 rounds. I don't see that as possible. I definitely don't see 10 rounds. No, stop it. That's disrespectful, because I disagree with you doesn't mean it's a sob story.
It's not a sob story, Rob, but what you heard her, 10 seconds, 5.
That's fine.
4.
It was a 117 is a robbery.
2. 5. 1. Hey, don't be like Rob. Remember to schedule your show by going into Blog Talk and getting those notifications. Make sure that you're following us on all forms of social media if you want to always be part of the show. Stick around right now because we're actually going live with a Border Wars Camp Life episodes. 5 days till fight week. Team America is definitely dialed in. We're going to have a couple of the Team Canada participants on. If you're interested, join us. We're out. No peace for you, Matt?
Peace.
No peace for
paz, you? Paz. Paz y amor.
Paz. All right.